Hello, gardeners. I'm Amanda McNulty of Clemson Extension and Making It Grow. On my walks with friend Ann Nolte, we've been examining dandelions. Not much else is in flower right now. On warm days, we bend way over and stare at those yellow blossoms to see if there are any insect visitors. So far, we've seen small dipterans. That sounds more exciting than the common name of flies, doesn't it? Our ubiquitous dandelion, Taraxacum officinale, is a Eurasian species that is spread almost over the whole globe. Unlike some other dandelions, this one can reproduce apomictically without pollination, but it still produces nectar and pollen, and studies show that in addition to flies, butterflies and bees feed on its flowers too. Each yellow bloom is actually a compilation of several hundred individual ray flowers, each of which then generates a seed with an attached structure, a pappus, that catches the wind and disperses it. Funded by South Carolina Farm Bureau and Farm Bureau Insurance.